FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Minister of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment, Dion George, has encouraged Eskom to extend its decision to waive solar panel registration fees indefinitely. The power utility announced on Monday that it will also provide free smart meters for residential rooftop systems until March next year. The DA's Kevin Milam says while they welcome the waiver, solar registrations remain costly and the process is complicated.
Eskom's rooftop solar registration extension is a step in the right direction, but the DA argues that it's not enough. Costs like the 20,000 Rand engineer sign-off and long processing times remain a barrier. While Eskom is offering free smart meters, the DA calls for urgent review of the registration requirements to make rooftop solar more affordable and accessible and to help reduce load shedding.
Paramedics say a woman's been placed on a ventilator and two others have been rushed to hospital after a deadly house fire in the north of Durban. An elderly woman has been killed in the blaze on Edmondsbury Road in Belvedere. IPSS Medical Rescue Samantha Merrick says they were told that people were trapped in the home. She says by the time they arrived, the surviving occupants had been rescued.
One woman sustained critical injuries. IPSS Medical Rescue Advanced Life Support paramedics worked to stabilize her. A father and son sustained serious injuries. The fire was extinguished by the Etiquette Fire Department. And a big thank you to local community members who risked their safety to save the occupants. Our condolences go out to the friends and family of the deceased.
Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Science, Technology and Innovation has submitted the Satellite Communications Strategy to Cabinet for approval to publish it for public comment. It aims to establish a locally owned satellite system, reducing reliance on foreign providers. Officials stress the urgency of implementation to boost digital inclusion, essential services and national security. And MPs in the UK have been told Heathrow was warned about power supply in the days before its closure last month. More than 270,000 passenger journeys were disrupted when a fire at a nearby substation caused the power outage at the airport. Nigel Wicking, who speaks for airlines, says he raised concerns when a wire theft knocked out runway lights.
That obviously made me concerned, and as such I'd raised the point I wanted to understand better the overall resilience of the airport. Clearly, Heathrow is a very significant hub operation.
The top story, the Minister of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment, Dion George, has encouraged Eskom to extend the waiver of solar panel registration fees indefinitely. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. A huge Merseyside derby coming up this evening in the Premier League. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins have a chance to make the four-day series final if they beat the Warriors starting tomorrow. And Northern Cape currently 120 for 4 on day one of the Division 2 four-day series final against the Tuskers in Pietermaritzburg.